You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
One of the largest real estate investment trusts in South Africa, listed on the JSE. In fact, I think they are the second largest, to be precise. Redefine gave us an update on how they performed throughout the year. They gave us their full year results for the year ended 31 August 2024. I have the privilege of speaking to the Redefine Chief Financial Officer, Ntobeko Nyawo, to get a sense of the company's performance and how they fared. Good evening, Ntobeko. Thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting set of numbers, very strong growth on the revenue side of things, very strong headline figures. Your thoughts around just the performance of the group and the business?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Definitely, it's a set of results that we're very proud of because we continue to see that positive organic growth from both our South African operations as well as our Polish operations. So just to give you a sense, I mean, I think from an active NOI point of view, which is our net operating income in South Africa, the portfolio grew by 4.7% to 4.6 billion rand. In this environment, where it's really against the backdrop of this environment, we believe this is a very decent set of results, and we're excited about it. And that's why we are seeing the green shoots in terms of the outlook for the listed property sector.
Ntobeko, as we look at the overall performance of the business and we just take a look at some of the other numbers, we are dangerously close to that 100 billion rand mark in terms of assets. But if we take into account some of the other current assets in play, including those that might be held for sale, we have crossed that threshold. It's quite a key milestone for a real estate investment trust to have a portfolio value of that size and to still be seeing growth.
Yeah, it's quite significant. I think our property asset platform, if you look at just how that 100 billion rand is actually from a capital allocation, is spread between South Africa and Poland. So in South Africa, you're actually looking at about 65%, which is the 64.7 billion rand of our properties in South Africa. And that with the retail buyers being the, you know, our biggest significant exposure being in retail. And in Poland, about 34.8% of our properties is in Poland. So I think what it speaks to us is that probably our diversification strategy in terms of capital allocation to geographies, that Poland for us does give us, it weathers better from a fundamental point of view if you compare to the SA Inc. challenges that we face here in our South African operation. But put together, it's the ability then of this portfolio, which I think you've just touched on, the ability of this portfolio to really deliver a sustainable growth in this tough environment, which we're very pleased of. Even, I mean, with retail in South Africa, you know, being the one that grew the most, followed by industrial as well as office. And I think that's really for us also continues to play into our diversification. And we think that this portfolio is well poised, given its allocation as well to Polish retail as well as to the modern logistics that we have there, that it will capture the emerging trends that we are seeing from a re-rating of the listed property sector.
It's very interesting to see that some companies are doing well in Poland while others have struggled. Ntobeko, let's look at some of the other metrics that are quite important to look at from a real estate investment trust perspective. Loan-to-value ratio kind of staying stable there at 42.3%, manageable year on year. But when we look at things like distributable income and the dividend per share, marginally off, but doesn't look too concerning. I mean, 3% off, still within that range of 90%. Of your dividend payout ratio, that's still more than impressive.
Yeah, look, I think really for us, it's we're very clear. I think if we just the metric you touched on the balance sheet point of view, our focus this year has been around building an efficient funding model that can support growth. That's why we restructured our SA secured debt of 27.7 billion rand. That's part of those bigger strategic thinking. But from a print point of view, with an LTV at 42.3, but I think also what's also very important in this environment is to access to liquidity. And we continue to maintain very healthy liquidity with if you look at our committed but undrawn facilities and cash on hand, that is printed at 4.8 billion rand. So we believe the business has got a very strong balance sheet that can support its growth path. And I think if you look from an earnings point of view, we did guide the market that we'll produce earnings this year at distributable income per share between 48 and 52 cents. So to print at 50 cents is actually in the middle of that range that we had guided to, which is really is a interplay between the positive operational performance that you see in our portfolio being slightly offset with the interest rates, where we've had a full year cycle of a high interest rate environment coming through in the numbers.
Now, Ntobeka, it wasn't always as rosy as it looks now. It wasn't always a comfortable space, particularly coming out of the pandemic and interest rates being elevated. Property sectors or property portfolio companies actually went through quite a bit of a tough time, especially on the office side and the industrial side with all of the vacancies that we saw. And you mentioned here that obviously you touched on this a little earlier, saying that the business is well poised to do well going forward. Again, we're back to a point in our lives where we can start to see forecasts. You're probably the second company that's reported numbers in 2024 that have included forecasts that I can remember in recent times. Are we comfortably over some of those really difficult moments? Obviously, the forecast will come with conditions that if everything prevails as it is, but it's nice to see forecasts coming back to the fold.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're always clear that the shift or the pivot in the interest rate cycle will have a material impact on our fundamentals. So we're pleased that we've started seeing that. You know, we saw rates globally by central banks starting to come down. You look at the ECB, you look at what the Fed did, and also our Reserve Bank locally here followed. So I think that for us is one of the things that is really giving us a lot of exciting opportunities. As you know, as our business model is highly geared, so over time, that will play out and support our earnings outlook. But we gave the market earlier today that we forecast our distributable income per share to be between 50 cents and 53 cents in FY 2025. That basically means all the factors taken into account, we don't think earnings are going to go backwards, because that 50 cents is very close to the print of this current year. But we're also seeing some signs that we might potentially get to growth of between 5 and 6% on the upper end of our guidance range. But to your point, our value proposition quite clear, 80 to 90% of that we will reward the shareholder in terms of the returns, that in terms of our payout policy.
I think that's more comforting to shareholders than anything else, to be able to sit back and see a company say, we don't forecast that things are going to go backwards. We are forecasting things to go forwards. And Ntobeka, let's wrap things up with a look at the number that you mentioned, because we can't let it go. 4.8 billion rand in available facilities and cash on hand, and a combination of those things. What are we looking to buy? Are we looking at any specific areas?
Look, it's really a liquidity buffer in terms of how we manage. If you look at our trend, we normally keep around 5 billion rand of flexible liquidity point. But what it gives us is two things, to your point. Firstly, is that if there was to be any issues, I mean, in terms of the upcoming debt maturities, we've got enough firepower to actually go on if there was a glitch in the market. But we don't expect anything to go wrong in the debt capital market. So we're looking at that in terms of normal. You know, we've got quite significant expansion that we're doing in into our European business. Some of this capital will go supporting in terms of those strategic initiatives. But really, overall for us, it's just a very proactive risk management tool that we keep as part of a highly geared structure.
Proactive risk management tool, but it also does come in handy if you want to buy something and it's on the market at the right price. We'll leave it at that, Ntobeka. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Ntobeka Nyawo, Chief Financial Officer of Redefine, on the company's full year that was the year ended August 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.